Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Gimel, Maseches Ksubis, and we are three lines from the bottom on daf Chav Beis Mabeis, Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara previously had quoted a statement from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had been mechalek between Misa and Gerushin. By Gerushin, he had said, if it's Trey or Trey, and the woman gets married, Tetze. By Misa, not. And the Gemara just quoted three different answers why that chilek should be true. So now we're going to have a similar type of discussion. Tanur Rabbanan. Shnei Bomer Niskacho, Shvei Omer Lo Niskacho, Arezu Lo Tirase. Two witnesses say, this woman had Kiddushin. And two other witnesses say, this woman did not have Kiddushin. How do they know did not have Kiddushin? We'll talk about it. Harezu lo tinase. So then she cannot get remarried l'chadchila, because we're choshish that she's already married. A woman cannot be married to two men. V'imnises lo teitse. But if she did get married already, so then we say, we let her stay with her husband. Shnayim omrim nisgarsha, shnayim omrim lo nisgarsha. But again, we contrast it to Gerushin. By Gerushin, two say nisgarish, two say lo nisgarish. Harezu lo tinase. Again, we say that this woman cannot get married, because we're choshish that she was not divorced. V'imnises teitse. But this time, if she's Says Tetze. And again, we ask, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between Gerushin and Kiddushin? Why, in the case of Kiddushin, do we say that she could stay married? But while in the case of Gerushin, we say she cannot stay married. Tosas asks, what do you mean? What's the difference? Chazakis, Tav Tosas, Yim Tomar. Shna v'shna. What do you mean, Maishna? It is Shna. It's very different. The Resha is Tan Lo'okla B'cheskas Penuya. In the Resha, with the suffix, whether there was Kiddushin or not. So, what was she before this whole suffix started? She was a Cheskas Penuya. She was not married at all. So, therefore, that Chazaka Demeikara should carry through. There's a suffix, so Cheskas Penuya. Over here by Gerushin, they're arguing with if she's a Grusha or not. What's her Chazaka Demeikara? Cheskas Eshazish. So it was the Gemara. The Gemara's going to say something similar, but Tosfos says, "I don't even understand how the question gets off the ground." There's a different starting point by each of the cases. So Tosfos has two answers. So number one, Tosfos says, "V'yesh lomar deberesha afagav deistal noka becheskas pnuya mikom makom treyu trey sveika derabananhu kedibucha beperak dalarachin v'havilon lameimar teitzei midirabanan din derabanan." Treyu trey is a suffix. Even if you say, says Tosfos, that treyu trey, two against two, cancel each other out, and therefore maybe on a deraisa level we should go by the chazaka. But midrabanan, we're asking l'chumra maybe that's the shaila here. But you're right. Meikra din, says Tosfos, we should say that you go by the original chazakos. The second question, second pshat, Tosfos says v'yesh mefarshim. Tosfos says no, we're not asking on the shita of Tetzei, we're asking on the sheet of Lo Tetzei, we're asking on Tetzei. Kiva de lo maflik bein bo edem ajlo nises, the bo edem mishin nises, shba mina de lava rabbi menachem rabbi yosihi, elo rabbanon. Since we weren't mechalik between when the edem come, it must be that we're talking about within the shita of the rabbanon, which we alluded to yesterday, meaning you always say Lo Tetzei. Imkein seifa nami amai Tetzei. That's what Gemara is really asking. You're right, in the ratio we have a cheskas pruya. We're not bothered by that. But in the Seifa, even if there's a Cheskas Eshazish, we're in the Rabbanan. So that's what Tosfos tries to explain, even though there seems to be such a disparity between the cases, still how the Gemara can ask, Maishna Resha, U Maishna Seifa. The Rani here quotes, even if you say there's a Chazaka, but would we go so far as to say, will be Motzi, a woman, consider it an Eshas Ish, and that'll lead her new children will be Mamzerim. I mean, there's a lot of serious repercussions here. So would we even say Treyu Trey with such repercussions? That's what the Gemara means to say. You're right, there are Chazakas. But would we go so far to rely on the Chazaka to make Kara? Either way, so that's the question. So what's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? The Resha, where we say there's an argument between witnesses whether she had Kiddushin. There we say if she got remarried, she could stay married. While in the Gerushin case, we say she cannot stay married. So Amar Abaya, two answers now. Yesterday we had three, today we have two. Two answers. Amar Abaya, number one. Tirgama Be'ed Echad. Again, just like Abaya said yesterday, this statement really, it's not two against two. It's really one against one. One aid against one aid. Eid Echad Omer Niskacha, the Eid Echad Omer Lo Niskacha. One aid says there was Kiddushin, and one aid says there was no Kiddushin. So let's think about it, says the Gemara. We'll talk about exactly what the case is in a minute. Travayu Bepnuya Kabasadi. So if you think, if it's one against one, they're both saying she was unmarried until this point. One of them says she's still unmarried. One of them says that She is married. So both say that she wasn't married. One now says that she got married. So this is similar to what Tosfos says, but it's not exactly. So it's two against one. Two of them, both of them say she was a pnuya. One of them says that has been ne'akar. So two against one, we're going to go by the two. That's in the Reisha. Seifa. Eight echad omer. Let's go through the contrast. Eight echad omer niskasha. Eight echad omer lo niskasha. One against one. Shravaya beishes is kamasadi. They're both being meyed that she was an eishes ish. Again, this is not like Tosfos. Tosfos says you should go by the earlier chazaka. Forget the edim. The edim cancel each other out, and you should go by the earlier chazaka from before. The Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara here is using the edim. The Gemara is saying here, both Edom now are testifying that she was married. One of them says that her status has changed. One of them says that she was divorced. Therefore, both of them are testifying that she was a married woman. And the one who says she was divorced is only one. So we throw the one out in face of the two. Got a question? The Shita B'Kubet says, here, discusses what's the case exactly. One says she was married, one says she wasn't married. So, Niskacha, so what's the Messias? What happens? The Shita B'Kubet says, first quotes from Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, L'chora Nira Lafar, tell me there, Rabbi Yonah. L'chora Nira Lafarish, the aid Omer Niskacha B'Yom Ploni, one aid, what's the case? One aid says, she got married in this place at this time, period. And the other aid says, no. Our says, no, she couldn't have been there. She was with us. Right? That's Hachasha. Right? Not Hazam. I'm not talking about the Edim. Right? Because what else is the case? There's Machalkos about the Kiddushin. They were with me. She was with me all day. Is it possible she got married that day? She did not get married that day. I know. That's the Machalkos. That's the Machalkos between the Edim. It says the Tabidir Ben Yonah. But if that's the case, why is she married anyway? Even one aid says that she was married at that time. But we know the principle is, you get married in front of one aid, that's nothing. Ain choshishin l'kiddushin. The Gemara says the kiddushin salachay. We paskin that if a woman gets married, a man and a wife get married, and there's one aid watching the wedding, you know what? They're not married. Let's say you have a video camera. Let's say nobody sees the wedding. But there's a video camera, and afterwards they show it to a million people. You know what? They're not married. If two people didn't witness it, b'shas b'aisa, they're not married. So Rabbi Yonah says, what are you talking about? One aid says she was married at the time, one aid she wasn't. It was only one aid. Says Rabbi Yonah, "Vezu ain't okushya." Maybe you're right. Rabbi Yonah says, according to this first shot, you really ain't choshishin at all. But it's just to be parallel to the seifa, because by the seifa it says one says lo niskarsha, one says niskarsha. So too here, and there you have eidim in the get. So therefore, you wouldn't need the eidim misira totally. So that's one shot that is given. What exactly is the machlokas here between the eidim, one eid versus one eid? To get married or not. The other pshat, then the Rabbi Yoda quotes, but there's another pshat. This is what Tosfos quotes also. That is, no, they all agree that there is something of a kiddushin here. Why? The man threw his wife the kiddushin. And the machlokas is, was it close enough? Was it close enough to her or was it close enough to him? That's the suffix. Suffix or of law, suffix or of law. So there's two edim. If it was close to her, then there are two edim on the ma'aseh kiddushin. There are two edim on the ma'aseh kiddushin, so then obviously it would work if it's true. The tirtzu calls there rabbani tsarfas to myri kigon chizarach la kiddushin so vekar v'lo so vekar v'lo vohayirech and meishes arachu kar v'lo when we call makom trivayu modu she inyan kiddushin hayibeneihem. There was an inyan kiddushin. There was something here. Tosfos also quotes that. That is a second shot of the Gemara. There is a third idea which Tosfos mentions. Look back to Tosfos trivayu. Tosfos says four lines from the bottom of Tosfos. Inami. They were set up for the wedding. Circumstantial evidence. And one says, yeah, they went through with it and one not. So is that enough? Interesting Tosfos. Okay, that's a machlokas. Maybe they didn't even see the Maisa Kedushin. They only saw the circumstantial. You know, you saw the chuppah. You saw everybody going down to the chuppah. Yeah.
So then wouldn't there be other people at the wedding?
Right, so wouldn't there be other people? So we'll talk more about that in a minute. What about the other people? Okay, so these are at least two, maybe three pshatim. What exactly that is the machlokas by eight omer niskacha, eight omer lo niskacha. But that is all answer number one of the Gemara, of Abaya. why is it by one versus one, by kiddushin, she's allowed to stay married if she got remarried, and by gerushin, she does not. Now let's go to a second answer, says the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, answer number two, l'olam tre utre. Really, it's two against two. It's not one against one, but the eifach, switch it. Switch the Tana Rabbanan. Really, the halacha is the opposite. If two say she was married, two say I saw the Kedushin, two say I saw I didn't saw the Kedushin, and then she gets remarried, she has to get divorced from her new husband. In the Gerushin case, she does not. Two say she was Diskarsha, two say Lo Diskarsha. In both cases, she cannot get married like Achila, but in the case of Gerushin, she could stay married. So what's the Svara? So Shnayim Omrim Ra'inu Asher Diskarsha. V'shnayim Omrim Lo Ra'inu Asher Diskarsha. Two say they saw the marriage. Two say they didn't see the marriage. Harezu lo tinasei. So then she cannot get remarried because there are two eidim that say she's a married woman. Vimniseis teitzei. But if she got married teitzei, she also has to go out because, you know, there are two eidim that she's married already. So says the Gemara, one second. Somebody asked me this at the end of Shir yesterday. Pshita, lora inuha einaraya. What's the chiddush? There are two eidim that say she was married, two eidim that say she wasn't married. Of course we're going to trust the two eidim that said she was married. What, there are two eidim that said she wasn't married? How do they know? Just because they didn't see? What, they were with her every second of the day? Lo inu ein araya. Not seeing is not a proof. They didn't see, so they didn't see. Okay, they didn't see. But the two aren't inherently, if you see something, Josh asked me this after Shir yesterday, inherently if you see something, it's better than if you don't see something. Isn't that a greater araya? So Gemara says it's pashut. It's pashut that the two witnesses that say we saw the marriage would beat out the two witnesses that say we didn't see anything. And therefore, what's the chiddush in saying teitzei? What's the chiddush? Isn't it obvious that you would say teitzei? So Gemara says, no. There's a chiddush in saying here, lo ra'inuha in araya. Why? Lo tzricha de dairi b'chatzar echad. The chiddush is, what if they all live in one small, happy courtyard? Mahu de tema im isa diniskacha kala isfala milsa. If you live in like a bungalow colony, if somebody gets married there, wouldn't everybody know about it? Everybody knows everybody's business. You live in one little chatzer. If somebody gets married, then the neighbors aren't going to know? Of course they're going to know. So, and if you don't, if the neighbors don't know, obviously it didn't happen. It makes a lot of sense. That's what you would have said. So that's the Havamina. Im Isa de Niskacha. If the marriage took place, there would have been a kol. Kol is the lamilsa. Kamash Balan, that's the chiddush. Da avdi inshi de makachi bitsina. Some people sometimes get married in private. Sometimes people want to be bitzdias. They don't want to have so much fanfare. So therefore they'll do it in private. So therefore there is a chiddush here to say lo ra'inua in araya. The chiddush, the havamina is that maybe we would not say here a lack of seeing is worse than seeing, because here there would have been a kol. So therefore you would say maybe they're equal and she could stay married. Kamash v'lan, no, that really the witnesses that say we saw the marriage are better than the witnesses that say that we didn't see anything, and therefore she'd have to leave her new husband in this case. The Shita, here again, Shiva Kabetzes quotes the Tamidei HaRashba that say, what if not only do they say that the Edom that saw the marriage, if this is what someone asked before. Not only do they say that we saw the marriage, and you know who else was at the wedding? So-and-so was there. And so-and-so. Two other people were there. And then we go ask those two other people, and they say, what are you talking about? No idea what you're talking about. So then we would say that the lower inuha in araya does not hold. Avalim amar ki dashiva maimed ploni. Uba oso maimed aya ploni you ploni. They tell you who else was at the wedding. And then you ask those people, and they weren't at the wedding. So then, the Edom, I'd say, we didn't see, have teeth. Because again, there is some strength that they have here. There was no kol. If there was no kol, maybe we should trust them. But we say it's still not strong enough. But if they say that there were Edom at the wedding, and there were no other Edom, people don't go so much in private. When nobody there. So if they say the few people that were there weren't there, so then the Tamidei HaRashba say that we wouldn't trust them there. So, Avdi Inchi de Bakachi Bitsina. You ever hear of a wedding in private? Bitsina. Is there a minimum shear of what you need at a Kiddushin? So we had earlier in Dav Zayin, if you remember, that Nisuin, Birchas Nisuin, Sheva Brachas, should have a minion. Right, the Gemara Megillah calls it Lav Orach Ara. It's inappropriate. Come on, such an important thing is happening. Should have a minion. What about Birchas Erusin? So in Yehuda, they made Berachas Nisuin by Erison because they were Misyachi. But do you need a minion for Erison, for Kiddushin? Right, so we're Medayik to have the, we have Edik Kiddushin, two people. But do you need the minions? So that's a Machlokas here in the Rush. Not here, earlier in the Perek. In Aleph Yud Beis, the Rush quotes a Machlokas. He quotes Machlokas Gaonim. Quotes Rav Achaigon, Birchas Erison Biyud. For Rav Shmuel HaNagid, Nechlak Alav. For Omar she'ein sorach yud elul berachas chasanim bevad sholoskiru yud el above. Right, the Gemara only talks about 10 by nisuin, not by erusin. Okay, nowadays it doesn't make a difference. We do it all together, but it only says it by nisuin. And the Rosh holds like Rav Achoy that you should do it with a minion. Belidere diver Rav Achoy delamai dialfinan mi boaz. Why you learn it from Boaz? Boaz gathered everybody for the Erison too. Hare Boaz asakam berchas Erison ba'azara. Olai diafidim lakelos. He quotes other makoros. But that's that same Rush that talks about the berchas hamitzvah machlokas with the Rambam. But that is machlokas gaonim. Do you need a minion? So here, because the avid inchi the bakachi b'tzina. Some people do a b'tzina. Some people do a b'tzina, even though this isn't a raya that you don't need. It's just some people do it, and it wouldn't be ma'akev. Yeah. Okay, right. So maybe Boaz is no proof because he wanted to publicize the din amoni v'lo amonis, but he didn't bring that in earlier. The Gemara did bring it, right? The Gemara did bring it as a proof, as a source for birchas chasanim. Right? The Gemara davzayin on the base. Right? Minayin lebirchas chasanim basar. Shemar v'yikach chasar nashiv zikli ha'ir shvupo. So the quota. So once you bring it a makar for birchas chasanim, so. Maybe you could have said the Birchas Erison as well. What you're referring to is not Argamar. It's not Argamar. It's other makoros that talk about the reason that he was doing it based on the Gemara Yevamos we had that it was a controversial marriage. Okay, let's continue. So we're in the middle of a sentence. So says the Gemara. So Rav Ashi says, "What's the pshat? Why is there a difference between kiddushin and gerushin?" So he says the following. We read the first half. By Kiddushin, where two people say she was married, two people say she wasn't married. So there we say she has to get divorced if she gets remarried. Why? Because the two Edim that see are better than the two Edim that didn't see. Lo re'inuha ein araya. Seifa, but in the case of Gerushin, Shnayim omrim re'inushin is garsha. Shnayim omrim re'inushin is garsha. Two say that we saw her get divorced. And two say that we didn't see her get divorced. So arezu lo tirasim ibn esis lo teise. So there we say she can stay married. Because again, not seeing doesn't mean it didn't happen, and therefore maybe it did happen, right? And maybe this garsha you just didn't see about it. So Gemara says again, my kamashulan, avakav daidi b'chatzar echad haynu ach. Tell me the same thing. What's the chiddush that? Of course you say lower inu and iraya. What's the chiddush that even though it was a small chatzar, there was no kol, and still we say lower inu and iraya? So haynu ach. That's we just learned that from the reisha. That's the chiddush of the reisha, that even if something you should have heard about because it was a small group of people, still you don't say that. So what's the chiddush of the seifa? So Gemara says no. He says chiddush here. About the tema gabi kiddushin hu davidi inchi debakachi b'sina. Find a marriage people will do in private, maybe. Aval gabi gerushin im isa di garsha kal isla melsa. Who says they'll do kiddushin gerushin in private, both in private? Maybe by gerushin she wants people to know she's free. She wants people to know that she's available to get married now. So who says that they would do gerushin in private? So maybe by gerushin we would say that no, of course she's going to do that in public. And if she didn't, and you don't know about it, we won't say lo re'inua ein araya. So kamash balan, davi the inchi debakachi b'tzina. So that's the chiddush of the seifa. No, even gerushin, people sometimes do b'tzina, people want to do in private. Period. Okay, end of the discussion of these chilukim of kiddushin and gerushin, treu treu. Next, two dots. Now we get back to the last line of the Mishnah that we had yesterday. The last line of the Mishnah, remember the structure of the Mishnah, because we have to remember that for the next piece of Gemara. The beginning of the first part one of the Mishnah is, a woman comes and says, I was married and now I'm divorced, we believe her. Pesha asu, pesha hiter. And the next line says, but if there were eight of us, she was married, and then she says she's divorced, she's not believed. No pesha asar. That was the resha. The seifa, a woman comes and says, I was captured, but nothing happened, so then we say she's believed. But if there are Edom that she was captured, and now she says, I'm Tahora, then she's not believed. That's the Seifa. And then the last line of the Mishnah was, if she already got married, lo teitse. So what's that last line going on? So it's a machlokas. That's what we pick up now. If after she was married, Edom came, lo teitse. What did Edom say? The Edom took away her Pesha Asar after she was married. Let's say she says, I was married and now I got divorced. So we believe her, Pesha Asar, she gets remarried. Then after she's married, Edom come and say, you know what, we know she was married. Or after she gets married in the second case, Edom come and say, we know she was a Shvuya. Does that change anything? The fact that Edom came after she was married? So, 2 days. Rav Oshia Masila Aresha. Rav Oshia says, this is referring to the first case of the Mishnah, the case of the Eishes Ish. Rav Bar Avin Masila Seifa. Rav Bar Avin says it's going on the Seifa, the second case. The one who says that is going on the Reisha, that in the case, if Edom come and say, we know she was married, then she could stay married to her new husband, they will surely say that that would be the halacha in the Seifa, by the Shvuya case. Why? Because by the case of a captured woman, where we have doubts whether she was violated, we have a lot of kulas. Because we'll get to why we have a lot of kulas. We'll see more in the coming dafim. But there are a lot of kulas when it comes to shvuyas. Therefore, if this halacha of lo tete applies to the reisha, it surely applies to the seifa in the case of the captured woman. Let's just finish first. Uman demasi la seifa la valo reisha lo. But if you only have this line on the seifa, so maybe you'd say that's unique because that's a case of shvuya, and therefore we could have special kulas by shvuya. But maybe in the reisha you wouldn't allow such kulas. Let's just get up to the two dots, and then we'll talk about shvuya a little bit. Leima b'drav huna kam miflugi. Maybe let's say this machlokas of whether it's on the reisha in the case of Eishes Ish, meaning two Edom come after she's married and say, we know she was married or before, so maybe we should take away her Pesha Asar. Or not, so maybe we should say that's based on Rav Hamnuna. The man demasi la areisha is led Rav Hamnuna, uman demasi la seifa les led Rav Hamnuna. What's Rav Hamnuna? Rav Hamnuna we had yesterday. Rav Hamnuna says a woman would never be meyis panav and lie that in front of her husband that she was divorced. Chazaka, she's telling the truth. We had that on the bottom of a mebez yesterday. So let's say that's the machlokas here, because what's the reisha case? A woman says I was divorced, so maybe that's like Rav Hamnuna, because she has special nemanus to say that she got divorced. So what a woman wouldn't lie about that. And the seifa, let's do a divorce, so maybe that's different. So Gemara says, lo, to kuli am islu de Rav Hamnuna. Maybe really everybody holds a Rav Hamnuna. This is the machlokas. The mar savar. According to the one who says it's going on the Seifa, meaning that Heter is only in the case of Shvuya, they say that Rav Hamnuna's din is only in front of the husband. If the husband's there, then she's not going to lie. But if the husband's not there, that should be Meis, not a din of believing her stomp to sing this Garashti. Stafka in front of her husband. So that's the svara for the one who says it's only going on the seifa. Umar Savar, in the other opinion, who says it's going even on the reisha, holds, shalom b'fanav nami ena me'iza. Even not in front of the husband, she would not be meiz to lie and say that she was divorced. Okay, but this is the issue of where it's, what this last line of the Mishnah is going on, and because of this, we're going to talk a little bit now, the Gemara, about Shvuya. So why is there a heter by Shvuya? Why are we more make? Gemara says a number of places here, other, soon we'll have it again. B'Shvuya Hekilu. There's at least 4 different pshatim in the Rishonim why we would be makel by Shvuya. Meaning we don't know if she was violated. We don't know if she was nanas and therefore Jasur Lakoin. So why would we be makel? So the Rambam, a much discussed Rambam, says in Hilchas Yisurei Biyah, Perek Yurches, you know why? Because of my general principle. I hold, says the Rambam, Safik to Raisa Lachumra is a Dinder Rabbanan. The fact that we know there's a halacha, if you have a savik about a din d'oraisa, you have to go l'chumra. Is that itself a din d'oraisa, or is that itself a din d'rabbanan? The Rambam holds, mi d'oraisa, savik d'oraisa l'chumra, savik d'oraisa is l'kula. Mi d'oraisa, that's the shittas Rambam. Major machlokas we've shown him. That's the shittas Rambam. Mi d'oraisa, once it's a case of savik, I can go l'kula. The Rabbanan said, no, don't go l'kula by dinim d'oraisa. But that whole thing is a din d'rabbanan. So says the Rambam here, you have a savik about her status. So midaraisa, we should say nothing happened. It's a safek daraisa. She didn't even go lakula. So the whole reason we'll be machmir here is a dinder abanan. Safek daraisa lachum is a dinder abanan. So we'll be makel here. We'll be makel because it's only a safek. So bishvuya, we're worried. We want to help out this woman. So we will be makel. Hal the iser kol asvekos kulan midivrei sofrim laficach ikilu bishvuya. So nothing unique about shvuya according to the Rambam. It's just a Durabanan issue. So there is a Savi Durabanan issue. That's what the Rambam writes in Yisurei Bia, Yudches Yudzayin, that one would go Lakula. Number one. Rashi here, Rashi says differently. Rashi says just more simple. Rashi says on the fourth skinny line, Bishvuyi Hikilu, Dechshasha Baal Mahu De'ika, Shema Nevala Loveka Chavim Nifsal Kahuna. The whole thing is a Safek. Right? Unlike we had a discussion in the Achronim we alluded to yesterday. Did the Chachamim give a Shvuya a din vaday nitzma? We had a discussion yesterday in the Shar HaMelech and the Rukiv Eger. But Rashi here says, no, do you know why the Shvuya Kilu? You have no idea. Well, you're worried that something happened, but you don't know for sure. It's a Chashash Ba'alma. Number two. The Ritva here,
Third idea. Not only is it a chashash ba'alma, but a woman would be minaveles atzma in a case of shvuya. A woman would try to make herself look as disgusting as possible so that she's not merutzet to these captors. So not a chazaka, but there's a svara to say that nothing happened because she's going to do her best to try to make sure nothing happens. Number three. Number four, fourth and final one that we're going to mention, Tosfos says on the bottom. The bottom Tosfos, the third white line, Tosfos quotes a Rashi, which we don't have here. Tosfos quotes a Rashi that says, you know why? Because what's the worst that can happen? Let's say she marries a Kohen afterwards and something really happened. It's not a Cheve Misa. It's only an Isser Lav. It's an Isser Lav at most. It's not an Isser Kares. So we're not going to be so machmir if the worst case scenario is an Isser Lav. That's what this Rashi quotes. Tosfos here says, what are you talking about? It's not an Isser Lav. Fine, the B is going to be an Isser Lav. But let's say she marries a Kohen, and she assumes I'm a Kohen, but she's really a Chalala. She really was violated. Her kid, maybe she thinks she's a Kohen. Maybe he's not a Kohen. He's going to go to the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like a Zarsha of the HaMikdash, Chayvei Krisus. What are you talking about? It could lead to Krisus, says Tosfos. So fine, the B is not going to be an Isser Kares. But it could lead to Krisus. The Ritva says, I don't understand why there should be any Chilik and Daraisas. Lav, Kares. We had a line in the earlier, Mali Yisr La, Mali Yisr Kares. They're both Daraisa. But either way, that's the day of Rashi. So that's four different ideas why we say, in general, Bishvuya Hekilu. Okay, why we're Mako by Shvuya.
But Krisus also is amazing about the Shogig.
But even so, we're not talking about whether you're going to actually get the Kares. It's going to be a Shogig, that's true. But still, we're talking about why Chazal would be Mako, because it could lead. If it's only going to lead to an Isser Lav at most, we're going to be Mako. But it's not just going to lead to an Isser Lav. It's going to lead even to an Isser Kares. You're right. It would be B'shogeg, but it would be even be... Yeah.
So if we say B'shvuya Kilo, it's mashma that by Stam Shvuya, there's no Chazaka that she's beloved.
By B'shvuya, you're right. That long B'shvuya Kilo sounds like, especially like according to Rashi, that there's no Chazaka. Right, again, you have to put this together with the other Gemaras, which Achronim talk about, that by Shvuya, do we give her the status of Nitzba, like we discussed a little bit with Kivager yesterday. But you're right, from these, the line of Shvuya Kilu does not point in that direction. Okay. The last line of the Mishnah, where it says, if she already got married, and Edom came and took away your Pesha Asar, that she could stay married. It's not only if she actually got married already, even if she was just allowed to get married. I have a halotetze k'tani. But it says, what do you mean lotetze? Doesn't it sound like she was already married? No, lotetze me hatera harishon. It means she doesn't have to leave her first heter. What Spezza gives it to her? Tana Rabbanon, Amr nish besi yutahorani, yishli Edom shetahorani. What if a woman comes, like the case of the Mishnah, I was captured, but I'm tahora. And you know what? I have witnesses that were with me in captivity that know nothing happens. That's what she says. Ein omrim natina shiyavo edim. We do not have to wait for those edim to come. So what? She says it. Efshel avarer. So what? No. Even without the edim. Elamatir nasamiyad. We allow her to get married right away. We forget those edim. Hitiru alina. See, what happens if we allow her to get married? V'yakach bo edim amr lo yadanu. And then the edim come and say, we have no idea what she's talking about. Still, it's okay. Harizulotese. She could still stay married. Why? Because she didn't need those edim. It was a pesha asar. Vimbo ede tuma. But if ede tuma come, meaning edim that said that she was nivala, afil yesh kama banim tese. Even if she has children from this kohen that she married, she has to get divorced because she has to leave. Because there are ede tuma. They're ede tuma, so therefore, that's a problem. Period. Okay, story time. A little bit. Not real, agadata, but story about a shvuya. How did shvuyasa da'asi l'narda? They were captives that were taken to Narda, and they were going to be ransomed off. The captors brought the captives, and they were going to make a deal with the rabbis, I guess, to get them back. So while they were there, the father of Shmuel put guards to make sure that the captors didn't take advantage of these women. So Amar le Shmuel, so his son, that was the father, Shmuel. So Shmuel says to his father, V'yada'ina manatrinu, what are you putting guards now? What happened in the past month? They were alone. You think this is going to help? They're going to guard now that Nobia takes place? And what happened in the past month? So Amarleh, so Abu the Shmuel says to Shmuel, Ilu batechavim, miyavis bezazli bukulihai. If these were your daughters, would you just leave him and forget the Shmira? You wouldn't care what happens now? So Marsha says, what? Shmuel obviously would care. Fine, you don't know what happened before, but Shmuel doesn't care about what happens now. So obviously Shmuel didn't mean that. Shmuel didn't mean, oh, forget whatever happens now, they don't need guards. Shmuel was saying a halachic issue. Are you trying to put guards there to help out their status? But that's not going to help out their status. You already had a month that you, right, that you don't know about. That's what he means. Of course you can put the guards. But says the Marsha, you think this is going to change the status? And Avot Shmuel says, forget the status. These women need guards. You don't want anything to happen now. You can't leave him with a bunch of Avaryanim. But since Avuah Shmuel said that about, you know, if it was your daughters, so it was like something that came out of the hammer, Vishtavin Bati de Bar Shmuel. His own granddaughters, meaning Shmuel's daughters, got captured. Because he said, oh, if it was your daughters, so talking like that, it happened to Shmuel's daughters. If you remember, we had a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan, I don't remember who it happened to, but it was the same old Shmuel. Shmuel goes over to his brother, Yud Chesman Aleph. Achua de Mar Shmuel Isser Bar Milsa, the brother of Shmuel was sitting Shiva. Shmuel goes over to him and sees that his fingernails are very long. Amalei, Amailo Shakaflahu, what are you cutting your fingernails for? Amalei, he says, if you were at Avelis, you also wouldn't cut your fingernails. And the very next line, Havikishkagas Yasubil for that Charlotte, Shmuel's used to this talking that people said things to him and things came true. The Isser Bar Milsa, and that's what happened. Right, so it's happened to Shmuel before. Tosas there in Moikatan discusses, why is this, and Shmuel says to him, just let me finish, he says, don't you hold a brisk crucialis for time. You got to be careful with what you say. Bris crucilis fatayim is a bris that's chorus for the lips. You got to be very careful with what you say. Stosis there quotes, what's the difference between bris crucilis fatayim and what? Atiftach pelasata. We had that earlier. Right? Atiftach pelasata. Don't open your mouth, meaning keep quiet. Or we had that way we had that on daf ches, chesma base. Right, so what's the difference between those two principles? So the Marsha there says, bris crucilis fatayim is when you're talking to somebody else. Be careful what you say about others. Al tiftach pe l'satan could even be yourself. When you're including yourself, so that's when al tiftach pe l'satan applies. That's the Marsha there in Moikatan on that Tosfos. But either way, Shmuel is used to people saying things, not being careful with their words, and he was the he being the result of the words. One other on Moikatan over there, when I looked it up yesterday, I saw we quoted there's Shuvat Chasam Sofer in Yaradeya Simin Chav Gimel in Arach. No, this is the wrong one. It's in the back. It's in Yaradeya Shin Mem Vav, where the Chasam Sofer got a tshuva from his got a question from his father-in-law, Reb Kiva Eger, and he writes that it was a shaila about Avelis. So he writes here that I opened up your question and I see it's an Avelis. I see it was a question about Avelis, and I jumped backwards. I was so scared, and boom! That day I got a letter that my mother had passed away. He says, Kishkagas Yosef Lefreya Shalit, and you gave me these questions, so I haven't looked at him for a week, but now I just got out from Shiva, now I can look at your kashas. That's how he starts off the tshuva. Okay, so what happened? So Shmuel's daughters were taken captive. Vaskinu L'Arad Yisrael, they were brought to Eretz Yisrael. Ukmin L'Shuvuyinu Me'avroi, so they were brought to Eretz Yisrael. The daughters, they were standing outside the Beis Medrash. So the Shmuel's daughters told their captors, wait here for a minute while we go inside. So they go inside to the Beis Medrash. Va'ayla Beis Medrash, or the Reb Chanina, they went into Reb Chanina's Beis Medrash. Ha'amr Nishbeis Otarani, Ha'amr Nishbeis Otarani. They each say, we were captured. Why'd they make the captors stay outside? So they have the Pesha Asar. Right? They don't want the captors to tell them, you know, we captured them. No, they told their captors to stay outside so the women themselves could be the source of all the information. So they tell Reb Chanina, Pesha Asar. Right? They say, we were captured. Sharinu animatru them. Sof ol asu shivu yayu. Then the captors came in, pay up. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Benin de Moryaninun. Wow, these children, these daughters must be children of a very smart man. That they knew to keep the captors outside so that they could come and make their own Pesha Asar. Igloy Milsa de Batid Rishmuel Havyan. And it came out that they were the daughters of Mar Shmuel. Ask the Ramban, Abam Kasha. What do you mean? If they would have come in, it would have been a Pesha Asar? These were Goyim. What do you mean? There's no Nemanis. What do you mean? They had to stay outside? They had to stay outside, says the Ramban. Says, what are you talking about? What do they have to stay outside for? They're not believed. So, and what do you call they were so smart for? So he says maybe that's the pshat. According to this, he's going to argue, but he says maybe the pshat is they were so smart in terms of they knew a little bit. They knew there's a pesha asar, but they messed up because there was a guy anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. That's the first discussion. Then the Ramban says, no, pashit, forget the guy. It would have been an anan sahadi. If you saw these daughters with these captors, the situation speaks for itself. You don't need the goyim to say something. If you see them captures, that's an anansah. We are the witnesses. That's a principle in halacha. If something's so obvious, then we are the witnesses. So anansah, you don't need the goyim to testify. That's what it means here. They kept them outside so nobody would see the situation. Yeah.
If they don't know the halacha,
Mesiach Lefituma. Mesiach Lefituma. We're going to get Mesiach Lefituma is going to be used Lekula by Shvuya. I don't know if it's going to be used Lechumra. It's going to be used Lekula to matter the Shvuya, but not Lekula. Okay, let's finish up. Amr Bichanina. Oh, we got to get to the Grah. Amr Bichanina. No, we did that already. Amr Le, Rabbi Chanina, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Puk Itva Bekrov Oseich. So Rabbi Chanina turns to Rav Shimon, somebody in the Beis Medrash, who was a Kohen. Go get married to one of these women. Amr Le, Rabbi Chanina, Vayike Eidim Imdid Tzayam. Maybe there are witnesses somewhere out there that know that they were Shvuya. Hashem Yisles, no, come on. No, they're not here now. Eidim Zad Estam V'Teyaser. There are Eidim in the northern lands. And you're going to Aser here? Forget the people out there. You don't have to worry that there were Eidim somewhere out there. Taima Delo Asu Eidim. So the only reason that they would be able to get married is because the Edom did not come. Ha'asu Edom Misra, would we answer it once the Edom came? So Gemara says, V'amar Avod Shmuel, didn't we say up above, Kivich Yitiru Linasi Avabi Shalom Neseis, didn't we say that once they were matir to get married, even though they didn't get married yet? So the Gemara says, Amar Vashu, you're right, Edi Tumah Itzmar. We're talking about Edi Tumah. If they're Edi Tumah, so then we would say that they would not be able to, they would not be able to get married. Okay. The Yerushalmi on this Gemara, the parallel Yerushalmi in Ksubis quotes that Rabbi Chanina married the first daughter and the daughter died. He married the second daughter and then the daughter died. And the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi, why they die? So the Gemara says because Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua would ma'aber the Shana in Chutzlaretz. That's it. Chananya Achi Rabbi Yeshua was ma'aber the Shana in Chutzlaretz. That's why they died. The world is the Gemara Yerushalmi talking about. So the Karban Eidah says they must have been descendants from Chanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. So ask the Gra, Ish b'chet omeis. What did they die for? Number one, the Pnei Moshe says why? Because they, you know why? Because they were messed up with the year. They must have done Chai v'Krisus. They ate on Pesach Chametz. So they didn't know what month it was. But again, it's a shogi. What did they die for? Says the Gra. Where's the Gra? In the Likutim at the end of Zrayim after the Shnos Eliyahu. Where do you get this from? The Yafei Naim here. The Yafei Naim on every Gemara quotes all the Yerushalmis. So he quotes this Gra. It's there. So the Gra says, no, we had earlier that if a woman is before 3 years old, so then, and she's Nivellus, then it grows back. Halacha assumes. If she's above 3 years old, then it does not grow back. Right? It's finished. So says the Gra, you know what happens here? They were Nivellus when they were Pachos, Migimel. But I'm sorry, when they were older, they were more than 3 years old. But then, what does it mean? They were ma'abed shana. He added on a month in Chutz La'aretz. He added on a month, so really added on a month. So they were, right? So now they were younger than three. He added on a month, but really he did it in Chutz La'aretz. So it really didn't have teeth. It was wrong. He shouldn't have ma'abed, but they followed a Chananya. So that's what they did wrong. As they did wrong, so that's the gross pshat. What does Ibra Hashana have to do with this? He says no, because we paskin that psulei chozrin. If they're ma'abed Hashana, then it changes to psulei chozrin and it grows back. The Chassam Sofer just has a ha'ara on that grub. According to that, these girls were 3 years old and they already knew about Pesha Asar. It's pretty amazing. Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitta. They were 3 years old. They already knew about Pesha Asar. That's the Chassam Sofer's ha'ara. Okay, Viter. Next Mishnah. Shtei Nashim Shenishvu. Two women were captured. Rashi says there were Edim that they were captured. Zosemeres Nishbesi Tahorani, Zosemeres Nishbesi Tahorani. Each one of them says, I was captured, but I'm Tahor, Edim Nemanos. They're not believed, because they were Edim that they were captured. There's no Pesha Asar. Ubizbashi Miido, Zual Zu, Harailo Nemanos. But if they each testify about the other woman, then they are believed. Rashi quotes, Bishvuya Hikilu. Bishvuya were Makel to believe in Eid Echad, Afilu Isha. There are even more kulas about Shvuya. The Shulchan Aruch says, remember those five women that are not believed by Yavama, by Mace Isha? The mother-in-law, the sister-in-law, those five women in the Mishnah, they are believed by Shvuya. Right? There are even more kulas by Shvuya than we have by Eidus Isha. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara Brisa. So I found it easier. There are four cases. I found it easier to number them because the Gemara is we're going to refer to each case by number. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four statements, and the Gemara is going to talk about each one. Number one. Ani tameh v'chaver titahor ne'emenes. If somebody comes and says, I am tameh, I was violated, but my friend was not violated. She's tahora ne'emenes. Believed. Number two. Ani tahora v'chaver titameh ein ne'emenes. I'm tar, my friend's tameh, not believed. Lamaisa, it's going to be, if you say anything good about yourself, you're not believed. If you say anything bad about your friend, you're not believed. It's only bad about yourself and good about somebody else. That's the only thing you're going to be able to be believed. Number three, Aniva Chaverti Tameya, Ne'emenes Alasavi, Ne'emes Alachaverta. We're both Tamei, she's believed about herself and not about her friend. Number four, Aniva Chaverti Tahora, Ne'emenes Alachaverta, Ne'emenes Alatzma. We're both Tahar, her friend, she believes about her friend and not about herself. Period. So Amar Mar, the rest of the Amar talks about these four. Amar Mar, Ani Tahor v'chaverti tamei ein amenas. Let's talk for a moment about case number two. Ani Tahora, she says, I'm Tahor, and my friend is Tommy. She's not believed. So Hechidami, why not? Ida leka eidim al atzma. If there are no witnesses that she was captured at all, Amai lo mehemna. Why isn't she believed? Right? Nishbeisi Tahor Ani Kamra. She's saying, I was captured, Pesha Asar. So elab shidat ika eidim. It must be that case number two is a case of eidim that say they were captured. But Eima mitziyasa, but then go to case number three. Ani v'chaverti tamei ne'emenes. We're both tamei al atzma. I'm sorry. Ani v'chaverti tamei ne'emenes al atzma v'ne'emes al chaverta. We're both tamei. So if there are Edim, so then Amai Lo Mehemna, why isn't she believed to say Tamea? Right? Because there are Edim, so of course she should be Tamea. Celeb she's like Edim. It must be case three, does not have Edim. Ema Seifa, what about the fourth case? Aniva Chaverti Tahora, where she says we're both Tahar. Ne'emenas al-Chaverta ve'ne'emenas al-Atzma. Right, she's believed, we're both Tahar. She's believed about her friend and not about herself. V'deleka Edim asma Amai Lo Mehemna. Again, if there are no Edim, she should have Pesha Asar. She should be believed about herself. Elapshita deika edim. So case number four must have edim. So reisha v'seifa deika edim u'misiyasa deleka edim. So should we say case two and four have edim, and case three does not have edim? Right? Amar baya in. Yeah, could be reisha v'seifa deika edim u'misiyasa deleka edim. So it could be that yeah, every line is a different case. You just got to work out the math whether they're edim and use the principles that we've been speaking about. Rav Papa Amar no kula deika edim. Maybe all the cases there are edim. There are edim that she was captured, but the ike aid echa de ka'afich. But there's always one aid that says exactly opposite what she says. That's the case. And now the Gemara basically just goes through how to work it out. Case one. Amra ani tamei v'chaverti tahor. In the case where she says, I was tamei and my friend was tahor, v'amra la aid echa at tahor v'chavertach tamei, and the aid says just the opposite. Every case the aid says just the opposite. So she says, I was tamei. And the aid says, no, you aren't. So tough luck. She says, I was Tamei. Shavi anafshe. I shavi dinafshe chadicha disura. She says, I was Tamei. So she's Tamei. Chaverta mishtari apuma dida. Her friend, she said, my friend was Tar. So she's believed. Even though there's an aid that says her friend was Nitmei. So what? Shvuya hikilu. Even a puzzle aid beats a kosher aid. That was case one. Case two. Ani Tahor v'chaverti Tameya. I'm Tahor and my friend was Tamei. V'yamr la'id echad. And the aid says just the opposite. At Tamei v'chavertach Tahara. So ihi she kividika aidim la'av kol kamine. For herself, there are aidim that she was captured. There's an aid that even says she was Tameya. So she's not believed. Chaverta mishter sharia puma the aid. What about her friend? Her friend is Tahor because of what the aid said. The aid said she was Tahor. Case three. Ani v'chaverti Tameya. We're both Tamei. V'amr la'av. Aid echad v'chaverta tahora. Nothing happened. So again, why isn't she believed about herself to say that tamea shavisa l'nafshachadicha disura? Why she is believed? Shavia nafshe chaverta. What about her friend? She says my friend is tamei. Tough luck. Mishtariya puma de aid. Right? She's believed based on the aid testimony. Says the Gemara before we get to case four. Hasulamali. What do you mean? Hainaresha. Both principles here of shavia nafshe and the believability of the aid we know from the previous two cases. What do you need case three for? So ma'odatema hani travayo tahores ninu. No, because you might have said that in this case where she says we're both tamei, really they're both tahar. But she really wants to get her friend, so she's willing to say my friend was violated. She's willing to say she was violated herself in order to get her friend messed up. So you might say even she herself is tahar. Kamashmo, no, you don't go that far. Once she says Tamei about herself, you say Shavya Nafshe. You don't say this other principle. Which, by the way, points to Shavya Nafshe being a Ne'amonis, not a Neder. Because if it's a Neder, she can make whatever Neder she wants. There was a Havamina to say that Shavya Nafshe would not apply. What's the Havamina? Unless that's the Kamash Malan. It does apply because it's a Neder. The question is, what's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Let's just finish case four. Ani v'chaverti tahora v'amrla. She says, we're both Tahar. V'amrla eid echad at... You're both Tamei. So ihi kibidika edim lav kol kamine. So she herself is Tamei because there were two edim that she was captured, and that's it. And there's one aid even that says she was Tamei. Chaverta mishtara pumadida. And her friend again is mutter based on her own words. She says my friend is Tahar. Hasulamali hayna resha the resha. Again, we learned this all before in the brisa. Ma'od the tamei kibahemna b'makam to pasla nafsha. Amakam to mishra nafsha. Emalo mehemna. No, the chiddush is when do we trust her about her friend? That's only where she was being a Tamei herself. So then we can trust her about being machsher her friend. But if she's saying we're both Tahar, maybe she's making up the whole story. Kamash Balan, we trust her even in that case. Yeah. Is Shaya and Ashi the same as Hadas Baal Din? No, they have similar discussions in the Ksos about both. I think in the same piece, he puts them both together. But nobody says Hadas Baal Din is a, I don't know if that, maybe it could be called a nether, but it might be more, people might say Ne'emanis by one and not by the other. They're similar, and of course Shaya and Ashi is Din Nisurim, and Hadas Baal Din is Din by Mamanis, but they have to be discussed together. They have to be discussed together. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. You didn't think I'd get through them in base today. But again, it's one sentence. One sentence. It wasn't a rush. It was just one sentence that Yipshat. Okay. Teishi was responded to Zechanishmas, Yitzchak, Isaac, Ben Yisof, Ardov.